Welcome to an audiocast review and editorial here on MyMac. The topic today is it possible to be a self-teacher for guitar and for music theory? I have four books in front of me, and I will provide the links and the reference information in our show notes here at MyMac.com. We have Guitar for Dummies by Mark Phillips and John Chappell, $24.99 U.S. We have The Complete Idiot's Guide to Guitar by David Hodge, $22.95 U.S. We have Music Theory for Dummies, $24.99 U.S. And Complete Idiot's Guide to Music Theory by Michael Miller, that is $19.95. So the Complete Idiot's Guides tend to be a couple of dollars less than the equivalent Dummies series. Some of these are second edition, but I'll have all that information in our show notes. Let's start with guitar. I've been a musician and a music instructor ever since I was a sophomore in high school. So that would have been 1963. So almost 50 years I've been involved as a guitarist and a music instructor. I also teach piano. So my question is, could I have taught myself to play guitar using either Guitar for Dummies or The Complete Idiot's Guide to Guitar? Well, the answer is yes and no. I really don't think anyone can actually teach themselves any instrument unless they're unbelievably self-motivated. It really does help to have a teacher, and I've mentioned this many times over the years here on MyMac. What are the greatest strengths of Guitar for Dummies? It has excellent illustrations and very good technique to help you learn to be a guitarist, but the song samples that it uses are really pretty boring. I would say Guitar for Dummies would probably get around an 8 out of 10 because it's really outstanding for understanding the guitar inside and out if you want to be just a well-versed guitarist. In comparison, The Complete Idiot's Guide for Guitar, Learn the Basics and Start Playing Now, is really more when you want to become a musician who plays the guitar. It's much more extensive theory and notation, and the song samples are superior to Guitar for Dummies. So I would give each of these a MyMac review rating of 8 out of 10. But if you want to become a more diversified musician and you want to learn how to do this with or without an independent teacher or a guide, I would say Complete Idiot's Guide to Guitar by David Hodge would be your first choice. But if you you want to focus on guitar, everything about the guitar, and learn the guitar without necessarily learning the context and learning the notation as well as you would in The Complete Idiot's Guide, I would say Guitar for Dummies would be your first choice. They both get an equal rating. Music theory is a little bit different. Music theory for dummies is much more methodical. It takes one topic at a time in detail, giving examples both for guitar and piano for the fingering. You have rhythm, scales, chords, and the different styles. So it's sort of like a meal where you have each course one at a time, and you finish the one course before you eat the next course. It's very much that, Music Theory for Dummies by Pilhoffer and Holly Day. I didn't give the authors before. Michael Pilhoffer and Holly Day. Whereas the Music Theory Complete Idiot's Guide, second edition, by Michael Miller, is much more extensive and diversified. It's like a series of short courses at your dinner. It does have piano only. It does not have the chord diagrams, which the Music Theory for Dummies does have. The Complete Idiot's Guide for Music Theory does have shorter chapters, but a much greater range of content, including arranging, transposing, harmony, and counterpoint. If you really want to be more of a diversified music theory student, The Complete Idiot's Guide would get an 8 or possibly a 9, depending on your relationship and your reaction and your ability to absorb it, where The Music Theory for Dummies would be a solid 8. So I've answered my question, but I've also left the question wide open. If you're very self-motivated, any of these four books would help you learn music theory and or guitar. With the assistance of a teacher, even a part-time teacher, or even a distance learning or a web course, these courses would be much greater in value because it really helps to have somebody who can parse out and direct you for music theory and for guitar. Either way, if you're considering learning guitar or learning music theory on piano or guitar, please take a look at these four books. Both Dummies and The Complete Idiot's Guide have done an excellent job, and I congratulate all the authors and publishers and everyone who worked on these books. Thanks for listening. John Nemo, signing off.